Oh, we have a very large attendance, uncharacteristically so, for one of our important but routine press conferences. The story I have to tell you today is a story which I hope you will all agree when you have heard it, underlines the absolute necessity of a vigilant and powerful press in exposing scandals or attempts at scandals to the public. Because an event has happened that you've missed, and to be frank, so have we until recently, but which is extremely important to the rule of law in this country, and which I hope the press will be vigilant and powerful in exposing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today to talk about justice and about a great hole that has recently been punched through the entire justice system in this country by the politicians of this country. And through that hole, the best connected criminals can escape the law unless something is done, after having been tried by a court, or even before they would go to justice, they would go to trial. In January this year, some of you may remember, I removed from corrupt politicians who have stolen, I've removed immunity from corrupt politicians who have stolen from the people. This summer, the politicians of this country, without telling you or me or anyone else, find a way to bypass the removal of immunity. The law on pardons was produced. It went through the presidency, it went through the Council of Ministers, and Parliament passed it without a murmur. Not a single vote against, not a single press release, not a single public comment. Let me explain. On the 18th of September this year, the BIH law on pardons came into force. The government drafted the law. Parliament adopted the law. And then, without a single pause for breath, the BIH presidency set about energetically applying the law by giving pardons, none of which have been made public. This law, the law on pardons, sets out the administrative procedures that must be followed when the presidency chooses to pardon an individual who is being tried for or who has been convicted of a crime. Now, let me make it clear. Most countries have legal provisions for the granting of pardons in very exceptional circumstances. Pardoning criminals in some countries is a normal, if statistically extremely uncommon, aspect of democratic government. It's an act, if you like, of final recourse. After all, the statutory and judicial mechanisms have been applied to ensure that the higher good, the national good, is served. That is normal. But the administrative procedures laid out in the BIH law on pardons are not normal. They are scandalous. They appear to reflect political expediency and an attempt to evade justice rather than any attempt of concern for the higher good. Here's what those provisions say. The law on pardons provides for a commission within the Ministry of Justice to advise on individual pardons, but it doesn't stipulate who should be members of this commission, or even how many members there should be. A commission of one is possible. A commission of the person who's being pardoned's friends is possible. A commission made up of those who would politically gain from this process is possible under the law. The law stipulates that the judiciary shall not be present when this commission sits to pardon somebody who has been convicted by the judiciary. It allows a pardon to be given not just after a court trial, but at any time during the court's procedure. That is during a court case or even before a court case has started. As far as I know, such a procedure does not exist anywhere else. It provides for the court which is trying the individual to put its case, but it doesn't define how such a representation will be made. It does not provide for any public explanation or any public announcement or any public justification for those who have been granted pardons, whose name will not be gazetted in the normal way. So you do not have to be gazetted or announced to the press or to the public when the presidency has seen fit to grant a pardon. The presidency can pardon, but who they pardon and how they pardon and why they pardon will be hidden from the public, arguably the most scandalous of all these provisions. And finally, and most incredibly, the law allows the presidency to grant pardons without even following the procedures laid down in the law. This is a 16-clause law. 15 clauses say the procedures will be followed, and the 16th clause says that the presidency can, at their will and wish, ignore the previous 15 clauses. That's what this law actually says. So, not only are the procedures inadequate, but they can be ignored by the members of the presidency whenever they see fit. This means that you can be found guilty of a crime, indeed a very serious crime, but the presidency, on its own authority, without any procedure, without any announcement of the decision to the public, can pardon you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this would be bad enough if the problem was a theoretical one. But it isn't. Last week, a presidential pardon was granted to Mr. Munib Yusufovic. Mr. Yusufovic is a member of the state parliament. He comes from Brčko. But on the 12th of October, he was suspended from the House of Representatives after being sentenced by Brčko District Court to 10 months in jail for abuse of office and for embezzlement. Mr. Yusufovic appealed against his sentence to the Brčko District Appellate Court. But that court, rather than overturning his conviction, increased his sentence, ruling that he should not have 10 months in jail, but that he should have a year in jail. At this stage, Mr. Yusufovic made what you may think is a wise decision. As well as making an appeal to the Constitutional Court of BIH, his last judicial hope, he also sent a written appeal for pardon to the presidency. That this option was available to him, of course, was well known to Mr. Yusufovic, even if it was not known at all to any member of the public, because, of course, his parliamentary colleagues had voted for the new pardon law just weeks earlier. The presidency, upon receipt of this letter from a member of the governing coalition, Mr. Yusufovic is a member of the SPIC, the governing coalition of which they are a part, sent it to the Ministry of Justice and asked them to consider this according to the procedures laid down in the law. According to the information we have, the Ministry of Justice, presumably recognizing the weakness of the claim, advised that if they were forced to recommend on this case, they would recommend that no pardon be granted. But they also advised the presidency of that clause in the law which allowed the presidency to ignore the provisions anyway. In other words, if you ask us, we will say no. So don't ask us, do it yourself. And that is exactly what the presidency did. And Mr. Yusufovic was convicted of abuse of office and the embezzlement of public funds, is a free man again and active in putting together the SDA, HDZ, SDS, SB coalition in Vertigo. Now, I leave you to draw your own conclusions as to why the presidency should want this law. I'm surprised that the Council of Ministers passed it, and even more surprised that the opposition parties in Parliament, who ought to be acting as a watchdog against this, raised not a single word of objection. On these matters, you may reach your own conclusions. Here are mine. This law is scandalous. This law undermines the rule of law in this country. This law is determinedly set out to bypass the provisions which we removed for immunity. And therefore, I am repealing both the BIH law on pardon and amending the BIH entity and Birchco criminal codes accordingly. I'm doing this to assert the rule of law, to maintain the integrity of the judicial system, and to curtail and prevent the misuse of discretionary powers until the laws on pardon are revised and made compatible with democratic and normal standards and the proper responsibility which those in power ought to owe to the public. I'm also repealing the law in total in order to give time for a proper law to be drawn up, if necessary, with the assistance of OHR. People who hold power must explain their actions to the citizens, especially when those actions have a direct bearing on the judicial process. I hope that this will happen sooner rather than later. It is a deeply depressing experience that this late in the process of establishing the rule of law in this country, I have to take such action. And I was informed earlier on today that the European Commission locally are consulting with Brussels as to whether or not the passage of this law does damage to the feasibility study requirement to establish the rule of law in this country. I do not know Brussels' answer, but that matter is being actively considered. As for Mr. Yusufovic, I understand that the Birchko District Prosecutor will shortly be bringing an appeal to the BIH Constitutional Court against this presidential pardon on grounds that are available if he lodges such an appeal. I've said many times that no one should be above the law in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And that's why we amended the provisions on immunity, and why we established the Court of BIH and its special panel for organized crime to bring to trial those previously considered who considered themselves to be above the law. That is happening now. It will continue to happen in the weeks and months ahead, and I am not prepared to allow anything to interrupt or disturb that process. It appears to me that some are getting increasingly desperate in their pursuit of escape hatches. This comes as no surprise, but BIH's democratic institutions should be assisting them is nothing short of scandalous. Today, that scandal stops. Thank you.